Now, it's fair to say that the gender diversity in the Australian music scene has been spreading like wildfire over the last 5 or 10 years. The number of solo female and bands, female and non-male performers has really exploded. And it's great to see that we are now going to be having a special awards night, which is dedicated to recognising women in Australian music. I have the organiser of the inaugural Australian Women in Music Awards, Vicky Gordon, on the line, pulled over on the side of the road as well. Thank you so much, Vicky. How are you going?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER. It's really exciting to talk to you. I know we're just a week out from the very first Australian Women in Music Awards. You must be getting very excited a week away.
Look, I am excited, but we are so busy. We haven't had a minute to scratch ourselves. So
yeah,
but we're very, very, humbled by the enormous support we're receiving from the industry across the board and from men and women, and from the enormous support we're receiving from artists. It's quite extraordinary.
It's fantastic, and it's been an initiative backed by the Queensland government as well. Can you tell me about the sort of burgeoning of this awards night and what sort of made you decide to actually put this on?
I've been working for gender and cultural equity in the music industry for the last 30 years. And I can honestly tell you that it's only now, I think, in 2018, where women are being heard, women are being listened to, women's stories are being told, and women are being believed, that we're actually even able to manifest something like the ORMAs. The time is right, and I think that's really evident by the support and the momentum we've been gathering. And as for Queensland, well, two words, Anastasia Palaszczuk.
Right.
She has the most extraordinary commitment to gender equity in terms of her government, and she has remarkable women in positions of power there as ministers, the Minister for the Arts, the Minister for Tourism and Events, Minister for Women is also a woman, which is always a good thing. And, you know, we've just got so much. We just managed to mobilise enormous support there, and we're very grateful.
And I feel like we're in a real buzz of a time in Australian music where female artists, particularly solo female artists, are really just taking over the popularity of festivals and performances, and the quality of the music that they're generating has just been outstanding, I think, over the last 5 to 10 years. But it's just really starting to build to a huge momentum.
Well, it's interesting that you say women female artists, because in fact, the reality is that women are now less likely to be programmed on festivals than ever before.
Really?
And in fact, the statistics across the board, not just in Australia, but we're seeing an alarming trend of this happening in the UK and America. The statistics are appalling when it comes to actually women being programmed across our major festivals. So, you know, yes, women have always existed and have had enormous profile as singer-songwriters in Australia. That's not an unusual thing. But where women have not been recognised and acknowledged is in many of the areas that we are running award categories for, such as in the area of music education, as music photographers, women as filmmakers, women as leaders and creative excellence, et cetera, et cetera. And in all of those production areas as well, where women have really done it tough for a very, very long time. So, yes, you're right. We've got fantastic female singer-songwriters, but we always have. But at the moment, they're not actually being 100% supported by a lot of the festivals that are programming their artists currently.
I think yeah, you can see what you mean by your awards. You're digging in behind the music industry. It's not just the people on the stage. We're talking about the live production and studios and all the stuff that goes on in the background. That you're quite right. Women are very often overlooked or not given the due consideration or recognition for. So it's great that you've got these awards and educator awards. That's a really fantastic idea.
Thank you. And one of the other thing that's really important for the ORMAs, you know, we are trying to create and establish a new model, and we have extraordinary relationships with our First Nations artists, and we're also partnering with Settlement Services International so that we can actually empower and hold up many of the first arrivals and refugees coming into Australia as well. So we have a very, very strong cultural platform. in amongst our broader platform, which is obviously to acknowledge and recognise the contributions of women across the board.
Yes, very important. On the night, it's going to be some awesome live performances I can see there. You're going to have performers like Kate Sobrano, Katie Noonan, Adelita, Sophie Coe, Lou Bennett, and also a reformation of a very famous act. How did you get this to happen?
You know, it's been incredible. We were approached by Deborah Conway and Helen Carter, who Helen Carter was actually on the board of the very first Australian Women's Rock Institute, which I founded in the early 90s. And they decided they wanted to do something to support the Ormers and basically suggested that this might be a good idea, of course, which we lapped up, and we're really excited. They're reforming for the first time with their guitarist, Stephen Phillips, and it'll be an extraordinary night.
First time in like 30 years or something like that.
30 years, that's right, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed when I saw the closing ceremony at the Commonwealth Games, and Deborah Conway was supposed to play, I believe, on that night, and she was sick and she couldn't play. So I was like, I was hoping to see her live again. But this is a fantastic opportunity for anyone who gets along to the awards to see not only Deborah Conway live on stage, but Do-Re-Mi reforming. So great.
That's right. So I hope you're going to take a trip to Brisbane and join us while we make Australian music history next Wednesday.
Oh, I wish I could. I wish I could get a ticket and fly up. I should look into it. I really should.
You should look into it. You might want to speak to one of the organisers.
Totally. Okay. I think the breakout category, artist category, is a very close competition. We've got artists like Amy Shark, who's really just exploded and done sold out tours around the country. And then we've got Camp Cope, who are going gangbusters overseas. And then Stella Donnelly, who every time she plays live, just enthralls her audiences. It's so exciting to see these up and coming artists really cracking into the market.
It is. It's really exciting. And, you know, we're just so, honestly, when you start something like this, you never really know where it's going to end or where it is even going to begin, quite frankly. Yeah. You know, it takes a lot of determination and tenacity and commitment and faith, quite frankly, to build something like this. But we are very excited, and we're just so, you know, thrilled to have so many people backing us in. And I think, you know, I think the Ormers really do represent a very positive change for the music industry, which is, you know, and which we're all very proud to be a part of.
Very much so. And I'm really excited that you've done this. Thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER. Good luck with the event next week. And I apologies for, I think we got the days mixed up, but I thank you so much for pulling over and having a chat to us today.
It's my pleasure.
Good luck with the event next week. We'll be looking keenly to see how it all goes. Is there any way that people can watch it online, or do you have to only be in there?
We won't be streaming it. Okay. You really need to be there. But what I can say, which I forgot to mention, is we do actually have 2 days of events. So there are forums.
Yes.
There's a keynote by Kate Sobrano. We're screening the Queensland exclusive of Her Sound, Her Story. We have a photographic exhibition by Michelle Grace Hunter, and networking opportunities as well. So all of those events are free. We've made them free to make them as accessible to everybody. The only charge that we have is for those that want to attend the award ceremony and cocktail party, but it will be well worth it, believe me.
And just jump onto womeninmusicawards.com.au, and if you are heading up to Brisbane for it, that's Her Sound, Her Story is such a fantastic documentary. I caught it up a couple of months ago, so yeah, it's definitely worth watching. Fantastic. A couple of events over 2 days. Thank you so much for joining us, Vicky Gordon.
Thank you for having me. Bye now.
See you then. That was Vicky Gordon. She is the director or founder of the Australian Women Music Awards, or the Ormers. They are on next Wednesday. I'll keep you up to date with how they end up when I maybe do the show in a week or two. But jump on and have a look at those nominations, because it's a pretty awesome list.